olo e whaafafonga ili SBS Samoan sa ili nisi mautala ili sbs.com.au/Samoan.
O le vaenga mua mua le nei o se polokalame le SBS se whaingoina o le Too Hard Basket. O le mata upu, o a fianga i whanau e o lae, ma mōri ma wina sa wanga i te tonu o ainga. A le o le sa waina o i lātou lava, o le lātou mōri ma wina o le sa waina o se isi tangata, e pei o le tina o le ainga.
In terms of my own learning and concentration, I've probably noticed the bigger impact to that as I've got older. In all of the sort of counselling and therapy that I've tried to do over the years, I've come to learn that that's very much around the level of hypervigilance that I live with, so that constant assessing for potential threats.
It really took a toll on one of my sons physically. So my oldest son actually lost his hair. And I remember taking him to the dermatologist who explained to me that my son had alopecia. And when I said to him, what's that caused by? He said, that's caused by stress. And I looked at him, I said, well, how can a three-year-old be stressed? And he looked at me and he said, what's going on at home?
Or Tamaita Yukim McNamara, Malitamaita I o Ann Ali, nā afia i sā wanga i te tonu o ainga. E le ngata i teimi o laiti, ae i māfutanga whaauru ngāli i. Mā o ni sā wanga na mōli mawina, e ala whānau. Mai le teimi o pepe ma whaasolo i na talavou. Mō nisi o tangata, o ni a awhianga onga onga, ma mātu ia, e tū mauma i lātou i o lātou wōlanga atoa.
If you're in that emotional space, emotional part of your brain, and feeling very overwhelmed, it can impact, you know, memory retention, memory loss. I notice things now sometimes if I'm sort of particularly feeling a bit more overwhelmed or slightly more stressed, you know, I might feel like thoughts just vanish mid-sentence.
O le tamaita i le nā o Kim McNamara. E le mana tu eina e Kim le tele o mea i lona tuputupu wae o na ua poloka e lona mafaufau le tele o mea o na o le tīngā. E le ngata i sā wanga na tupu i ante ia, ae o sā wanga na ia mōli mawina i le teimi o laititi. Na ia whaalia a fianga i lona mafaufau e atu atu vale ma popole i teimi uma. Mau o ina ngalo ngalo a inisi o mea. Na ia mana tuua le tele o aso e le mawhai ai o na whaasino tonu rona mawhauwhau i le a onga, o na olona atu ngalu i le teimi e tu ua i le a onga, ma to e foi i lona a inga, o le nofuanga, o lo mōli mawinai, le sā waina le nā oia, a e whapea foi manetina.
I recall very much the feelings of dread and fear and that kind of bracing for impact, not knowing what I was going to go home to at the end of the day. So that those feelings have very much stayed with me.
Na whaalia e Linda Campbell, o se clinical psychologist, o le associate professor I le University of Newcastle, e whaapitoa lona tomai I o langa tuputupua e o tamaiti. Tamaiti e mōli mawina sā wanga i te tonu o ainga, pēna sā wāina foi. E olai se tūlanga popole, o se tūlanga atu atu vale, mā atu ngalu i teimi uma. O teimi uma e māta alai, tamaiti whapenei, ini mea e ono lamatia ai o lātou sāonga le mō. Mā e tele ina leiloa, o na whaauinga sao whamatalanga, mā lātou wāmionga e isi tangata.
If you're living in an environment where you're constantly on the lookout for signals that you're safe or that you're unsafe, in order to protect yourself, you need to be able to react quickly. And that's what these children are doing as well. They're becoming overreactive or oversensitized, I suppose, to danger signals. So in the classroom, for instance, you can see that some of these children might interpret signals from classmates or teachers, interpreting more ambiguous social cues as hostile, frightening, scary situations, and might therefore have a response that is not conducive to good social interactions.
Associate Professor Linda Campbell. O Rowena Moffat, le fatonu o le Center for Women's, Children and Family Health at Benevolent Society. Na ia tā ua, e tele ina tu ua ia e tamaiti i lātou lava mō sā wanga e tutupu i tutonu ainga. Ma onisi o taimi e faali e le tamaititi ni āmionga e māsaniai i le ainga, ona o le pui puinga lo na sāunga le mū mai nei sā wanga. Ai a faalia i āmionga i tutonu le aonga po tua mai o le ainga. E tele ina sese o na faaubinga i na nisi, ma faapea mai ai, o le tamaititi a mi o le pūlea, po o le tamaititi e ula vale.
When they live in the fear of domestic violence, they develop maladaptive behaviours in order to survive that critical and chaotic environment. So whilst these behaviours that they develop serve them well in that environment, often when they take those behaviours into other environments like the school setting, and the context of the behaviour there is then misunderstood. So that then results in the child really being held accountable for their behaviour, and it becomes about the child's behaviour. So the child becomes labelled as, you know, defiant, naughty, when actually the real issue is about the domestic violence and the trauma response that they're actually having.
Rowena Moffat. Nā tā ua fo'i e Rowena Moffat, o isi tamaiti e whainga tāo na iloa o lātou wā a whianga, ona ena nā. E na nā lea e awala i le usita i teimi uma, e whaia uma whaatonunga e whai atu i ai. O se tasi o awala ua maasani ai e pui pui ai mai le sāwa aina i te tonua ainga o le ova le usita i. Peitai e whai ngofi ai o na sāwa aina i lātou enisi.
There's children who are really compliant. They're studious, they're quiet, they're cooperative, they do whatever's asked of them. And often that over-compliance can also be a survival strategy. But we just don't pay as much attention to it because it doesn't create chaos in the classroom or in the schoolyard. So we're so focused on the child who is outwardly triggered or outwardly reactive, but we actually fail to see those really over-compliant children.
Nā whaalia e Kim McNamara, o le tū āinga tamai titi le nā, na iai o ia. O le teinei titi e usi tai teimi uma, o le teinei titi e whaalongo ma whaia whaatonunga uma. Usi tai ma tō anga ona o le fefe. E o i teimi e māua lalo ai ona maka i le aonga pe whaale tonu lona ripoti mai le aonga o se tūlanga na sili ona atua tuvale ma popole i ai.
That's probably where I sat more than anything else. Quiet, really trying very hard to do my work, because for me there was significant implications of not getting it right. If the grades weren't good enough, there was implications for that. And so, yeah, I used to try really, really hard, perhaps sometimes too hard. If that makes sense, in the context you're going to be trying so hard but still not manage to grasp the points, because again you just get overwhelmed with all the information.
Wailoa isu suenga a le Australian Childhood Foundation. O le ono se fulma le valupa sene o tamaiti na mōli mawina sa wanga i te tonu o ainga. E lua tausanga e mawalalo pe whaatua iai lo lato wa o oina na ilo isi tamaiti le atunuu. So o se tangata ola e lua na filifilinga i le taimi e la matia ai lona saonga le mō. O le tau, po o le sola ese. Fight or flight. Na saonoa Rowena Moffat o le Center for Women's, Children and Family Health. O tamaiti e ola i le faonga aina na o le vaenga o lo lātou whai ai. E tele ina tuai lo lātou wa oa oina ona ole fa aonga ai na oisi vaeng ole fa ai e fa iai fa ai unga tāla whea ngai po o maa fau faunga.
So often their amygdala, which is the part of the brain which is the survival part, like the alarm system, is often larger in children who have trauma. So they actually live in that part of their brain, which switches off their prefrontal cortex, which is the part of the reasoning and decision-making part of the brain, which is not developed for young children anyway. So the little capacity they have is often switched off when they live in a state of fight or flight based on environments that are unsafe.
O le whawhita auli lea i le whaingata i se tamaititi o na whaasi no tonu lo na mawhauwhau i lea onga. Na whaalia Saskia Behan o se psychologist e tele ina se se ai o na whaia whaai unga e pe o le awhia o le tamaititi i le ADHD po o le autism.
It's always easier for people to make diagnoses based on observable behaviours as opposed to understanding the underpinning reasons or the mechanisms that are underlying the behaviours that we see. Sometimes it's because people don't know. Domestic violence can be quite insidious, right? And it's not always clear to professionals that that is one of the experiences that the children brings with them from home. And not knowing, then you make the diagnosis based on observable behaviours as opposed to the trauma that might be underpinning it.
Ma le isi whawhita au li e whenga i matamaiti nei, o le whaingata o na wha awae, ma tausi ni māfutanga wha awo ma isi tamaiti. Na wha alia le Australian Childhood Foundation, o le whaasa fulmana lua pasena o tamaiti na mōli mawina sa awanga i tutonu o ainga, e whaingata o na wha awo ma isi tamaiti. O le whaasa fulmana valu pasena o ilatou, e sa awai na foi i tutonu o aonga, e isi tamaiti. Po o a afia I le bullying. Kim McNamara. O le reporti na wha maa popoina e Brooke Young mo le SBS News.
Like, share, ma faali sau finangalo. Muli muli I le SBS Samoan I le Facebook.